Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Pulling on Heaven podcast with our great pastor, Pastor Gary Zamora.
Hey, Steve, good to see you today.
Good to see you, too.
What is on your mind?
Oh, man, I've got so much on my mind that I bore everyone to sleep with it all.
What do you want to talk about in the podcast today?
You know, I was thinking... No, I'm just joking. You know what? I was thinking about how a lot of times we... can look at this world and there's a lot of stuff that's kind of screwed up and messed up in this world, right? You know, there's a lot that goes wrong with this world and we have all kinds of reasons why we think why a lot of times, whether it's the devil or the devil working in the government or the devil working in evil people or the devil doing this or the devil doing that. Right. But I think that there's a lot of times I think life can just get off track with just sincere people just kind of not quite doing what they're supposed to be doing, but sometimes doing their best, sometimes not. But things can get it off the rails, I think, pretty quickly in life sometimes when you sit out with the best intentions for something. I know even from a purely Christian perspective and how people pursue, whether that's their purpose in life, whether they're pursuing things with their family and relationships. And despite best intentions, sometimes things don't always turn out. And sometimes that's because, you know what, as you're so fond of saying, God's ways are not our ways. And He's got a different path for us. But sometimes we're responsible too, despite our own sincere desires and our sincere efforts. You know, you spoke about even this past Sunday, you know, God's given us dominion over the world. Yeah. And so the world is oftentimes a reflection of our own choices.
Yeah, very much so. Well, you know, people say, we've probably all heard it said, you know, 5, 10, 20, how many times, you know, heard what? God's in control. God's in control. And, I mean, that would be great, I guess, if God were in control, but I don't, and the reason I say I guess is because that wasn't the order of things. God is all authority. He's all power at all times. But when He created man, He said, let's put them in charge. Mm. And that's really where we are today. God said, let them have dominion in the earth. We're going to make this creation, mankind, and let's give them dominion over all the earth. And so how do things get off pace or off track so easily? And you and I mentioned this to you earlier, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line.
Any people that go to PFC know that when he asked me that question, I wouldn't answer. Even though I know that, that's like, what, eighth grade geometry. But I wasn't going to answer that because I feared it was a trick question. And it was a trick question that it was a trick question, and it wasn't a trick question.
Yeah, it was just straight up,
looked stupid.
Yeah, it's a straight line
between
so
two points.
So God directs us. He leads us all. And listen, you have to have confidence in your relationship with God. Again, I hammer this to the foundation or as the foundation of everything I stand on. My steps are ordered of God. And the reason that's such a big deal to me is if that isn't my foundation, we all have the same challenges. In different ways, but it's the same thing. We're challenged to believe. We're challenged to stay on track. But the foundation to me is, listen, stop doubting or don't doubt that God's in this. Remember, He said your steps are ordered of God. So that's really a foundational fundamental for me and my family. Our steps are ordered of God. This went totally different than we'd anticipated, and that's okay. Our steps are ordered of the Lord, and He's going to delight in my ways because I'm going to delight in His. But this is the problem. Number one, we doubt. We say we believe He's leading us, guiding, ordering our steps. We oftentimes doubt that that's really the case. Mm-hmm. And I think we talked about this in one of the podcasts earlier. Do we really believe that He's doing that? And what did I do wrong? Well, can you do something wrong? Yeah, of course. You know, the straightest shortest distance, 2 points, straight line. If you veer from what God tells you to do, what God inspires you to do, what God leads you to do, then, yeah, you end up going around the corner and sometimes around the track before you go from the start line to the finish line, and then we blame God. People want to blame God. Why did God let this happen? And again, it comes down to, remember, let us make man in our image and let's give him control. So God really put control in our hands. If God were controlling this world, it would be a whole different world than it is today. But the point that he created us and gave us, has given us his word, means that he wants a relationship with us outside of him being in control of everything we do. He wanted to give us what? Power and authority. That means God wanted to share his nature with us. And within that power and authority is responsibility. And the moment we hear a word, the moment that we read the word, the moment that we know a direction or a step that God wants us to follow, when we do become responsible for how we respond to that word. And if you're headed from point A to point B and you begin to veer even just a couple of degrees, and by the time you hit where you should have been at the finish line, you might be somewhere out in the field somewhere, you know? You may be plowing someone's field or sowing in someone else's field instead of on track on your own. You get involved in other people's business. You know, we like to think about and talk about different things people are going through. Well, rather than do that, stay on track. Pray for them and stay on point. You know, we talk about how fearful the world looks, and you can talk about the state of government or the state of just people as whole. In we were talking about movies and theaters,
culture,
and of course the entire perspective of mankind has changed dramatically from where it was 20 years ago or 50 years ago. There's always that changing, that oscillating of ideas and thoughts and times. But what keeps you on track and literally keeps the world on track is being obedient to what God called you to do.
Yeah.
And keeping your mind and your heart set on the position that God has placed you in, and stay on course. I mean, if God tells you to forgive, forgive. Don't talk about how hard it is. Don't talk about, you know, they shouldn't have done it, I didn't do it. Of course. Same thing with us and our relationship with Christ. We shouldn't have done a lot of things that we did, but we did them, and he forgave us completely, totally, and fully, and immediately. So we need to have that same attitude. That
absolutely.
That complaining or talking to someone about what someone did to you or how wrong they did you, that's unforgiveness. That's veering a couple of degrees. Little things, you know. I know I should be seeking God. I should be kinder. You know, I shouldn't go off at someone just because they pulled in front of me. No, those little things, that's not a big deal. They're all big deals because it's 2 degrees here and 2 degrees there. And before you know it, you've veered from the attitude of God. And you're not thinking like God. Now you're thinking like man. And the word says the thoughts of man are not in relationship to God. They're hostile towards God. Yeah. So it's not God that's being hostile to us or not making things right and bringing things into order. It's that we become hostile to the will of God. And instead of walking on that straight line, we call it the straight path, we begin to veer because we get a little frustrated with this. We get a little frustrated with that. Mm. That's why it's really important every day when you get up is to say, my prayer is, this is the thank you, Lord, for this day that you've made. It didn't just show up, made it.
Yeah.
And it has great purpose, and I'm going to walk in it. And this is the greatest season of my life. It's keeping yourself on track and not taking those little 2 degree variations and veering from what God's called you to do. If God told you to do it now. And don't say, I should have, I'm going to. I learn to train myself. If I say I should do, I do it. If it's within my means to do it, if I heard myself say I should do that, then I do it. And the reason is I want to stay on that line. I don't want to veer. And it's not difficult. It really is doing what we're created to do, taking dominion over the earth.
Yeah.
I know what to do, and today I'm going to do it. I know what the will of the Father is because he said he'd reveal it to me, and I'm going to walk in it. Just changing our words, our attitude, our mind in alignment with how God thinks gets us on point, on time, and on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really veering from those simple things. There's those little things that really don't matter. It's the secret things, the things you could hide, the things you don't necessarily have to do that throw you off a couple of degrees and then maybe 4 degrees. And then before you know it, you're a mile and a half away from where you want to be. And we're blaming God, saying, well, why did God allow this? Why didn't God do this? And God's saying, well, I'm all authority, all power at all times, but I want to exercise that through you. Why won't you take dominion over the earth like I created you to do? Why won't you trust me? Why won't you believe that I'm God with you? And when you know you should do something, act on it.
Yeah.
He that knows to do good and doesn't do it, it ends up becoming sin to him.
Well, and what's remarkable about God, though, is his grace, too. A mutual friend of ours, I think, used this analogy once, which I always thought was cool, is that, when we can get off, anyone has the potential to get off, and now I'm a mile different from where it is. But he likened it, our relationship to God in that standpoint, to a GPS system. And I think he got it from you. I was analogizing something that you had said, but it was that, you know, if you're driving on the freeway and you're supposed to get off this exit and you miss that exit, well, that GPS is now trying to reroute you, you know, at the next fastest way.
Right.
And so God's not sitting there retributively going, you missed this exit, or you veered off course here, and now I'm going to punish you.
No.
He's going to get you back as fast. Now, it might feel like punishment, getting you back as fast and efficiently and best as you can, but he's working for you even when we go off track.
No retribution from God. He's always wooing our hearts in the right direction. You know, with the minute we receive a word or direction or correction, people don't like to be corrected because we just all like to be right all the time. Honest, you know, we like to be right. But the word says a wise man receives correction and becomes even wiser. God's grace and mercy, he will always reroute us. But that rerouting can take a long time.
Yeah.
You know, on the way here, I missed a turn. And the reason is I wasn't paying attention to the direction. So the first question is, how do we get off course? Well, we just don't pay attention. Be keen on paying more attention. How do you do that? Start it off in the beginning of the day. When you get up, start it off with direction. This is my direction. This is the way I'm going to go. People that are successful in life, they have a specific road that they travel on. They walk in the path that they know they're supposed to get from point A to point B. So stay on that. What is it for a believer? Lord, this is a day you have made. You created it. It didn't just show up. There's purpose in it. I'm going to walk in it. Okay? You just set the line. Stay on point. Things are going to take place during the day that may have the potential for frustrating, aggravating you, whatever it is, stay on course. What is that doing? That is doing what you need to be done. It's keeping you on course, and you're taking dominion over the little variations in your life that get you off course. God will always reroute you. It took me a little bit longer to get here because I had to be rerouted. And one of our complaints are, why, God, is it taking so long? Well, because God, in his mercy, he continues to reroute us. He's not looking for retribution. He's not wanting to pound us because we missed. He's just saying, all I want you to do is get here. And, you know, if you're good with taking, you know, all your entire life to get there, we can do it. But don't blame me for it.
Right.
You know that I've given you dominion and power. Take control when you start. You know, what makes a race difficult is a bad start.
Yeah.
A good race is a good start. Now, you can make up that time, but you have to work a lot harder.
Yeah.
But if you start off strong, you stay on point, you know where you're going to begin with, and you don't have to make all those adjustments in order to get back on track. It's really very, very simple. Set your mind on God. I will say of the Lord, this is the day God has made. I rejoice, and I'm thankful for it, and I'm going to stay on track, and God's going to get me where I want to go because his will is where I want to go. It's really pretty simple.
That's so great. And I know that that's made a major impact just directly in my life too. And that idea where at first you start thinking like it becomes almost this religious going through the motions. But when you can flip that perspective and take on everything that you're saying, now those steps that you're taking, those paying attention to those little things, those not going on track, those aren't about, oh, I've got to play by these rules. They become this empowerment because you discover that that's where the power, the energy of what God's doing in your life is. And you're pursuing that not because it's some religious thing for approval, but that is the path. And that's what's going to take you to the fulfillment of your purpose.
Yeah, you believe God has empowered you.
Yeah.
Number one, it's a confidence builder. You know, it keeps you happy through the day. It keeps you joyful because you know there's something I have to do to take dominion over something in my mind, frustration, aggravation, fear, doubt, whatever. But I have the wherewithal to do it from the beginning, from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep. I'm fully empowered. Instead of God, what's wrong? That always throws you because it's like on course and you go, what did I miss? Well, just stay on track. Just, you didn't miss anything. My steps are ordered of the Lord. Yeah. You see how fundamentally foundational that is?
Yeah.
I didn't miss anything. Even if you did, I didn't miss anything. My steps are ordered of the Lord. And it keeps you at peace. And it, you know, when you lose your peace, you lose your confidence, you stop and you stand still and then ask God why you're not making progress. Well, because you stopped and you're standing still. Yeah. Why? Because I didn't trust that God is ordering my steps. You know, keep that attitude. This is the greatest season of my life. My steps are ordered of the Lord.
Yeah, so good. Our steps, your steps, all of our steps, believe him. And thank you so much, Pastor, for having
me
on
here
with you.
Always.
And everyone, thanks for watching. Until next time.